Good morning, friends. This is Howard Pyle reporting for the Valley National Bank to the people of Arizona directly from the United Nations Conference in San Francisco. Those of you who heard our 9:30 to 10 broadcast last night may remember that near the close of the program, I mentioned a Captain Kessler, whom I met yesterday afternoon during my tour of the great Mare Island Naval Hospital, where Captain Joseph Madison Greer of our own state is the chief of surgery. Well, Captain Kessler is quite a storyteller. And on hearing that I was associated with the Valley National Bank, he told me this one. Some mutual friend of his and a certain prominent banker called on the financier of his acquaintance one morning, just as the banker's telephone rang. The conversation went something like this. No. 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 Yes. No. And bang went the banker's telephone. Naturally, the friend was curious, so he asked what in the world could have prompted such a clipped conversation. The banker's answer was, it was a guy wanting to borrow some money. The visitor still wasn't quite satisfied. Well, said he, that makes it easy to understand the no, 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 but how come that one yes? Oh, said the banker, he wanted to know if I could hear him. Now, this little story gave me a very good laugh and an excellent opportunity to remind Dr. or Captain Kessler that I was positive that the banker in this case was not a member of the staff of Arizona's Valley National Bank. Friends, Mr. Walter Bimson and his able associates are anxious that you feel no hesitation on the subject of requesting loans where you are faced with projects that deserve financing. Valley Bank believes in Arizona and in the sincerity of those who are anxious to strengthen the backbone of Arizona business with solid cash backing. You can feel completely at ease on any contact you may want to make on the subject of loans when you are approaching any one of the 20 friendly, convenient Arizona offices of the Valley National Bank. Don't delay your call. To do so might prevent your realizing an advantage that would give your business the benefit of some particularly profitable deal that may be pending right now. Remember, no matter where you are in Arizona, there's a branch of the Valley National Bank within easy reach. Lucio, the last time we met was in New York City just exactly 2 years ago next week. I remember that I attended church services in New York City 2 years ago next week at the Riverside Church. What brings you to San Francisco?
Howard, I'm down with a crew of Latin American announcers to give radio coverage to the conference for the Latin American countries.
Friends, I don't know whether all of you know Mucho Delgado or not, and since some of you may not, let me introduce him to you. About 3 years ago, this young man traveled from the Arizona Broadcasting Station, KYCA Prescott, where he was manager, to New York City and became associated with Nelson Rockefeller and the Office of Inter-American Affairs. You, many of you, will remember Jimmy Kreisman, who was also a part of the Valley Bank's past, as far as radio is concerned, very prominently so. And Mr. Delgado left Arizona in February to join Mr. Rockefeller, and Jimmy Kreisman followed the following November, which released him from the Valley Bank News, which was at that time an evening feature familiar to all of you. Jimmy presently is with the reactivated 42nd Division, the old Rainbow Division, somewhere in France, doing very nicely according to all the communiques we have from him. And today, his compadre of those earlier days, 3 years ago, is here in this studio visiting with me about the San Francisco conference. A lot of things have gone under the bridge, water and what have you, Mucho, since you first left Arizona.
Yes, I left Arizona in the very darkest days of the war when Department of the Office of Inter-American Affairs was just getting started. I'm one of the pioneer members of that organization now. And one of the very best things that has happened, of course, is the steady improvement of inter-American relations, and also that now the dark days of the war are gone.
All of which I think brings us right up to the most current question that we could introduce here this morning, and that is the decision of the conference to take up the matter of Argentine representation. Who is carrying the brunt of that leadership, Musho?
When to carry the brunt, I think the Latin American nations themselves are carrying the brunt. Of course, our own country, being one of the nations of the Western Hemisphere, last month at Mexico City, signed the Act of Chapultepec together with the Latin American countries, in which the Western Hemisphere pledged all its cooperation for a world organization, and limitations, say, were imposed upon Argentina if she wanted to join the group as a member of the Hemisphere Group for the World Organization. And of course, Argentina declared war on the Axis powers, and she signed the Act of Chapultepec. And, of course, from that standpoint, the nations of the Western Hemisphere feel she is entitled to membership in the World Organization. So the nations of the Western Hemisphere, I think, are carrying the brunt in seeking an invitation for Argentina to the World Organization.
I think the morning newspapers here in San Francisco refer to Mr. Rockefeller as having been interested, too, rather vitally.
Yes, of course, as Assistant Secretary of State in charge of Inter-American Affairs, he would, for our country, be vitally interested in such a proposition.
Have you seen any representatives of Argentina here in San Francisco since you came?
No, I haven't. Not official representatives of the government. There are quite a few Argentine newspaper men here covering the conference, but I have not seen any official representatives.
I understand in more or less private meetings that were held yesterday afternoon that Mr. Molotov shoved in the Polish question again when he was approached on the subject of recognizing Argentina.
Yes.
Do you think they will arrive at a decision before the conference is over?
On Argentina?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that there are many compromises to be made out of this conference before all the bricks fall into place, and that may be one of them.
What do you think about the attitude of people in the United States, that is, the layman in the street? For example, Arizonans who have a great problem in the matter of beef, Argentine beef having constantly been paraded across the foreground of their consciousness during recent years, with the result that may or may not, they don't feel too happy about the prospect of too close relations with Argentina. Could that be true?
Well, that probably, the whole economic question, of course, is tied up with it, unquestionably. But we must remember, in thinking of Argentina as a future food basket, not so much for us, but for the devastated areas of the world and the people of Europe. I mean, you just can't let them starve, or the people of Asia. And a lot of that Argentine beef would have come in very, very fine.
Well, don't you think, though, that that beef would get generous distribution without necessarily tying them in too closely with our own trade relations?
Well, I'm sure that that will be taken into account by our own Department of State in such obligations as they have to our own industries.
In other words, you don't look for any letting down completely of the bars so that Argentine products can be fed in here. You see, as you well know, Argentina produces approximately the same identical items that we produce in Arizona.
Yes.
So quite naturally, the agricultural classes and others, too, for that matter, in our state are not necessarily terribly disturbed, but vitally interested in what does happen down in Argentina.
Yes, I know, but I would feel that the complete question of Argentina's membership in any world organization would be the same as the membership of any other nation. There are many countries in the world that compete with us on products. Of course, when you use the word competition, well, then the best wins out, naturally.
Well, do you think the political situation in Argentina is sufficiently leveled off and stable to be regarded as admissible to our present community of nations?
Of course, I'm not a student of political affairs, Howard, as you well know. But on the news available, it presents a completely confusing picture. You see, politics down there are not run very much like ours, and often out of a welter of confusion, will spring up a leader who has been very active all the time, and we haven't been able to see him for the smoke and the fire. So we cannot tell just from news accounts what is going on down there.
You think the Latin American political situation generally, and associated with that, the feeling of unanimity toward the United Nations program is to be admired and welcomed?
Oh, unquestionably. Senator Austin, for instance, of the Foreign Relations Committee, in a speech for Congress after the Mexico City Conference, called it one of the great steps in human organization. He was referring specifically at this time to the Inter-American Conference in Mexico.
Well, thank you very much, Musho. It's good to know that someone who has a direct contact with the Latin American situation is optimistic. Are you optimistic about the conference, incidentally?
About the San Francisco Conference?
The overall progress.
Yes, I think that when any body of men, especially heads of nations, get up before an assembly and they laud human liberty, no matter whether it be true or not, the important thing is not what happens, but to make the people aware of what might happen. So I think it is very encouraging.
Perhaps a word of greeting to your friends in Arizona wouldn't be out of place right here, Musho. We have 30 seconds.
Well, I have been greeting them, and all these minutes that we've been speaking, that is, I've been greeting them from the heart. Thank you very much, Alan.
You're certainly welcome. Friends, I'll repeat for those of you who may have tuned in late, Musho Delgado, formerly associated with radio in Arizona through KYCA in Prescott, and now with the Office of Inter-American Affairs in New York, is attending the United Nations Conference as an official representative of that group. Musho, your joining us for this broadcast this morning gives the second week of this series a very happy send-off. Thanks to you personally and professionally. And now, if nothing happens to alter our plans, Mr. H.B. Kaltenborn will be our second guest for the week. Mr. Kaltenborn has promised to be with us tomorrow morning if some tremendous break in the news, which you're all anticipating, doesn't tie him up so he can't possibly make it. Also, before the week passes, I'm going to give you some of my impressions of the incomparable Mare Island Hospital and Navy Yard, which the unfailing graciousness of Captain and Mrs. Joseph Madison Greer made it possible for me to visit yesterday. I met an Arizona boy whose name you'll want to know. In fact, I'll tell you now because it wouldn't be fair to make you wait. It was Bill Beaton, B-E-A-T-O-N, whom I believe graduated from North Phoenix High School in either 1938 or 39.
You have heard the eighth of a series of broadcasts by direct wire from the United Nations Security Conference in San Francisco. This series, featuring Howard Pyle reporting, comes to you each morning at 7:45 and Sunday evenings at 9:30, through arrangements of the Valley National Bank with the six member stations of the Arizona Broadcasting Company.
This is the network of the Arizona Broadcasting Company. KTAR Phoenix, a transcribed announcement.
Margie says,
if biscuits could talk, they'd say, make me and serve me with Durkee's Troco Margarine. It's delicious.
Yes, Durkee's Troco Margarine is so mild, so sweet, so country fresh in flavor. It adds real taste appeal makes all biscuits twice as good. For a real biscuit treat, use Durkee's Troco Margarine.